How's it going? I don't know if you heard, but I'm doing the sermon today. I don't know if they announced it enough, but how are you doing today? So I will start off by saying, I don't know if you know this, but I'm an actor. I go to school for acting. And I started doing acting, like, in fourth grade. Do, like, four shows a year when I was in middle school. And then when I got to high school, we would do two shows a year. So I would do, like, a play and then a musical. But I was like, you know what? My senior year, I'm going to go crazy. So I decided to do seven shows my senior year. It was pretty fun, though, so I didn't mind. I just didn't pay attention to school. But so that was all that mattered. But the first show I did my senior year was Les Miserables, or as other people can pronounce it, Les Miserables. But yeah, this is a musical that I did my senior year of high school. And one of the themes, one of the heavy themes in this musical talks about forgiveness and just doing God's will, forgiving. So first I'll start talking about the main character of the musical, Jean Valjean. So Jean Valjean went to prison for stealing a loaf of bread for his sister's child. He went on parole and he tried to find jobs, but no one wanted to hire an ex-con. He was sleeping on the streets one night when a bishop found him and he took him into his house. The bishop had a bunch of nice silverware and a bunch of fancy stuff, so Jean Valjean stole the silverware during the night and ran away. And in the middle of the night, after he stole the silverware, a cop found him and brought him back to the bishop. And so this next clip I'm about to show you is the police officer bringing him back to the bishop and telling him, this guy stole your silverware.
Tell his reverence your story, let us see if he's impressed. You were lodging here last night, you were the honest bishop's guest. And then out of Christian goodness, when he learned about your plight, you maintain he made a present of the silver.
That is right. But my friend, you left so early, surely something slipped your mind. You forgot I gave these also, would you leave the best behind? So, monsieur, you may release him, for this man has spoken true. I commend you for your duty, now God's blessing go with you. But remember this, my brother. See in this a higher plan. You must use this precious silver to become an honest man. By the witness of the martyrs, by the passion and the blood, God has raised you out of darkness. I have bought your soul for God.
Now, in my opinion, that bishop was good looking. He was very handsome. Yeah, very handsome guy. But now, Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. For if you forgive others, then when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. So because the bishop forgave Jean Valjean for stealing his silverware, Jean changed his life and devoted his life to God. And after that, he was able to see many blessings. He was able to, he sold that silverware and became very rich and was able to make a business that was able to hire poor people to give them jobs. So he used his blessings to help other people. And he wouldn't have been able to do that if the bishop did not forgive him for stealing his silverware. And that's what God calls you to do. God calls you to forgive no matter what happens. Because if you don't forgive a person for doing wrong against you, then it will stop your blessings from happening to you. Now, my father also wanted me to tell you that the past four lessons he taught from Matthew chapter 6. And he didn't even know I chose Matthew chapter 6. And he never talked about forgiveness, so he told me I could say that I one-upped him on this one. That he said I could say that. So, more on the show. This is the antagonist of the musical, Javert. He was the prison captain who was Jean Valjean's jailer. He was looking for Jean after he escaped parole because after the bishop gave Jean Valjean the silverware, he ran away and stopped going checking on parole. So they would proceed in a cat and mouse chase because Javert would be chasing him all around different places. Jean Valjean would have to go from one location to the other to escape Javert. So later on the show, it takes place after the French Revolution, and France has a new king that they don't like. So this is a second king. After the first king they didn't like, they're like, oh, we don't like this guy either. So some of the characters are part of a rebellion. One of the characters is named Marius, and he ends up falling in love with Jean Valjean's daughter, Cosette. So Jean goes to fight with them so that he can protect Marius for his daughter. When he gets to the base of operations, he finds they have Javert tied up and captured. Jean is tasked with killing Javert. So when no one's looking, Jean Valjean takes him to the back, and Jean shoots a bullet in the air, pretending to shoot Javert, and lets him escape out the back. So even after all the things that Javert has done to Jean Valjean, making him change his name and run from one location to the other, and Javert not letting him go until he arrests him, Jean Valjean still decides to forgive him because, one, the bishop was able to forgive him and show him that it's God's will to forgive people who do wrong against you. No matter how many times someone does wrong against you, it's God's will for you to forgive them, and that's what the main thing is. Forgive them, and it won't hold your blessings. You'll be able to live your life the best way you can, because holding on to a grudge or anything is not healthy for you, and it's also not God's will. Matthew 6:1. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward for your Father in heaven. So when you forgive someone, God does not want you to forgive them just so you can gloat about it or be like, oh, I forgave him. Tell everyone. Jean Valjean didn't tell anyone he didn't kill Javert. He did it in secret because God knows what you do. God prefers you to do things in secret because he wants you to do it for the right reasons and not just to be able to gloat about it and let people think you're doing good. You should do it because you know you have to, you know you want to, and you know it's God's will. Matthew 6, chapter 4. So that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. God will reward you if you do it in secret. He will not reward you if you do it just to tell people, oh, I forgave him. I did this for that. God wants you to do it in secret so he knows that you did it for the right reasons. You did it because you wanted to, that it's true. You're doing God's will. So Jean Valjean didn't tell people he didn't kill Javert. He didn't tell anyone he set him free. Jean Valjean knew that it's God's will to forgive this man, even though after all the times I've had to move here and there, because he saw after the bishop forgave him that he was like, oh, well, this is something I should do. I'm going to devote my life to God, and if this is what God wants me to do, then I shall do it. And that's how we should go. We should go with the mindset of, if there's somebody chasing us for a long time and then we're tasked to kill them, we shouldn't kill them. That should be what we do. We should forgive them because that is what God wants us to do. That is our goal. He had to have an intimate relationship with God to be able to forgive him. You have to be able to love God and put your whole faith in God to be able to forgive him, because it's not your will. Because I'm pretty sure Jean Valjean did not want to forgive Javert. But he knew that it wasn't his will, it was God's will for him to forgive Javert. As it also says in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord's Prayer, not my will, but thy will be done. Forgive us for our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Jesus is telling us through God, basically, forgive others, and your heavenly Father will also forgive you for your trespasses, for your sins. It wasn't John's will, but God's will. Now, there are 5 steps to follow that will help you be able to forgive. So let's use Matthew chapter 6 as an example. You got to listen. So when you're reading Matthew chapter 6, you got to be able to listen to what you're reading. You got to be able to hear it, not just read it and just be like, ah. You got to be hearing what you're reading. You have to be able to comprehend. You have to be able to comprehend what you're reading, understand what you're reading. Don't let it go out in one ear and out the other. You have to be able to absorb it and understand it. Execute what you comprehend. You have to be able to, the stuff you understand, you have to be able to go out into the real world and do it. You don't just be like, oh, I understand it, and then just ignore it once you get in the real world. You have to be able to go out and, for like example, for forgiveness. When you read it in Matthew chapter 6, you can understand it. But let's say someone does something wrong to you, gives you wrongdoing. You have to be able to forgive them because it doesn't do anything for you to hold in, and it's God's will for you to forgive that person. Block out the people telling you to do the wrong thing. Block out the haters. Block out the people who don't understand your situation or who are telling you to do the wrong thing because they don't understand where you're coming from. Listen to what Matthew chapter 6 says. Listen to what God says. If God says to forgive them, you should forgive them. Don't listen to people being like, oh, don't forgive them. Because they don't understand your situation. They don't understand what God wants you to do. He wants you to be able to forgive them. Because once you forgive them, you don't have to be friends with them. You don't have to hang out with them afterwards. But forgiving them is just being like, I understand what you did. I forgive you. I will no longer hold a grudge towards you, because that is what God asked me to do. And last step is to do what you got to do. Just forgive them and be able to move on. Be able to do what God has asked, because if you forgive them, your Heavenly Father will forgive you for your wrongdoings, for your trespasses, for your sins. Just move on and be able to forgive them. So, that is my sermon on forgiveness. I want to thank you for allowing me to speak for you. May the Lord bless you, and go with God.